ever wanted to pray for your kingdom family, but you didn't know how? Well, we have a verse for you today. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn all about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your work, your ministry, and your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Well, thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about Ephesians 6:18 to help deepen your Christian living.
Yeah, and I'm excited about the scripture. So this scripture is today is very special to me. It's an often one that's overlooked, you know, because it's about prayer. Prayer is important. Mm-hmm. You know, it covers mm-hmm. a way to pray, and it reminds us to be in prayer for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I really can't wait to jump in.
Absolutely. Yes, I am so excited that we do get to talk about what it means to, and this verse says pray in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And this pray in the Spirit piece is actually not a concept that I learned about in my church during my growing up years. But it is something that's near and dear to my heart today, and I'm asking the Lord to help me continue to understand what He means by that. And so I can't wait to talk about that. And also, I think it's fun. Tammy recently pointed out in one of our other episodes the word all and how powerful all is. And so we get to talk about all the alls. A-L-L. If you don't understand my southern twang, A-L-L, all the alls in this verse is definitely going to be fun.
Amen. So before we dive into the scripture, and I'll read the whole verse to you here in just a second. I should have read it before, but I'm going to go ahead. The Holy Spirit reminded me that I have not told you. I've not read the verse to you yet. You know, I'm like, you're right. I need to tell them that. So before we dive in, though, I just want to let you know, if you are enjoying this podcast, you've been following us for a while, you know, please sign up for our weekly newsletter and we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday. Don't forget to, you know, share this video, like, share, follow, and subscribe. And you can also help us grow by partnering with us through prayer and financial support and by offering a sponsor spotlight for something on your heart you want to sponsor. Just reach out to us and we'll make that happen. So let me just go ahead and read to you. Now I'm reading from the NIV 1984 vision, because they've actually changed the NIV quite a bit, you know, and I'm reading more of the King James version, but the NIV is kind of, it's, you know, when you get a Bible that's helped you through most of your life, you just kind of cling to it. You just love it. And so my son's actually in the middle of rebinding it right now for me, to preserve it even longer. So, so this is from the 1984 edition. So it says, it's praying in the saints. So, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Yes. Now what I know is what I was talking about, how that NIV changed it. So in their newer translation, they changed it to say all the Lord's people. They took the saint out.
Okay.
But you know, hey. So what we've been doing with our new format, if you guys have been watching us for a little bit, is we read the whole verse and then we break it down and we talk about it and we just share our thoughts on what the verse is. So the first part we're going to talk about is, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. So, you know, praying in the Spirit. So what does that mean? Now, this might be controversial to some people. I'm sure people have different views on what this means. And I'm going to tell you what it means for me. So for me, praying in the Spirit is me praying in tongues. So this is me, my spirit, because I don't know the words. Because if I could just pray myself, Tammy talking to God, I would just speak the words. And so when I don't know what to utter, what to pray, I just let my spirit go directly, bypass my brain, and just go directly to God and speak to God. He knows exactly what I'm saying. And so this is an important, if you study, you know, praying in the Spirit, we don't have time to go into a lot of it today. It's very powerful. Now, some people will say, now what the one of the things in the Bible I will talk about, they say is, you know, don't pray in tongues in a body of people where there's nobody to interpret, because it doesn't edify anybody. But when I'm alone and I am with God, I can talk in spirit all day long. I can talk mm-hmm. to God. I may not know what to talk about, but my spirit does. He knows how to praise God, how to ask Him for things, how to pray for the people. And so that's the first part of it. And then the second part of it is when. What does it say about when? It says all occasions. There's that little word all mm-hmm. again. All is a big word, meaning that there is never a time not to pray, right, Joanna?
That's right. That's right. Because, I mean, that's what I loved is, you know, kind of looking at the all. Because mm-hmm. when you say, you know, all just basically means we're to pray continually without ceasing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it really speaks to me kind of it's like God is in your thoughts. He's mm-hmm. you lifting everything up. You're noticing. I was noticing yesterday. I'm gesturing to my window in my office that I just had these flocks of birds going crazy over this bush outside. And you know, I just thought, God, that's so sweet that you let me see that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just sort of that because I knew the reason I had eyes to see it was God gave them to me, gave me the ability to see Him in creation. So I mean, that's part of that too. You guys have heard me say this before. It's looking for His fingerprints. Mm-hmm. And so that all the time, without ceasing, it's a habit of life, right? It's the habit of life. Are we in the habit of just talking with God as you're driving, mm-hmm. as you're walking, in your mind, when you're around other people, lifting prayers, praises, these kinds of things. So we'll be talking more about that. But as I was looking into this verse, I came across a Bible version called the Tree of Life version, and I had never read it before, but I loved how it starts this verse out. It says, pray in the Ruach on every occasion. And so I was recently learning that the Hebrew word Ruach, which is interesting to say it, that's how I've heard it said, Ruach. It's got breath to it, right? Ah. I mean, you can just hear it in the word. And that's in relation to God as Holy Spirit. You know, it represents God as breath or a wind or a life force sustaining all things. And so I really love that. I was like, yes, you know, all the time as I'm wanting, as I breathe, right? I'm breathing in and out all day long, in and out, in and out, in and out. I mean, all those breaths come from God. So it's the Ruach. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit in me. And I want to circle back to kind of how Tammy was talking about this section. You know, some of you who are listening, you have experience with praying in the Spirit as it relates to speaking that heavenly language or tongues, that private prayer language. Some of you guys might have it where you actually are familiar with speaking in tongues in a congregation with an interpreter. Mm-hmm. There's a lot there. Some of you might be going, hey, I was told in my church that is gone away, right? You might have heard that. I've heard that teaching. So what we want to, like we said, we don't have time to drill deep into this today, but I want to refer you, right? Where do you find out truth? In the Bible. Mm. We just did an episode about that. I hope you guys heard it. You know, Paul speaks about praying in the Spirit. Write this down. In Romans 8 and again in 1 Corinthians 14. What if you guys read those chapters and meditated on what they meant and asked God, what does this mean to me, God? What do I need to learn about this praying in the Spirit? So I'm going to pass it back over to you, Tammy.
It's powerful. We should do an episode on that sometime, Jo Heather. We really should. Yeah. We should talk about that more because I think people have a lot of questions.
There are a lot of questions. Agreed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I had a lot of questions,
I've had a lot of questions, too. Yeah, see? Hey, look at us.
But that's how you learn and grow. You have a lot of questions. And when you were talking about, you know, it reminded me about how you look around for God to have things to talk about. Well, we had like 3 mm-hmm. days of heavy rain, and we have all these birds that come up, and we actually have a pair of birds that they're catbirds. And I don't know if you know what a catbird looks like, but they migrate to Cuba every year and back. And this is the third year they come back because we feed them. And they sit in there, they talk to us. And they have little mohawks. They're just the cutest little birds. But anyways, so I was watching the birds out from the window the other day. And we have chickens. So if you know anything about feathers, the top layer is like scotch guarded. The water just kind of repels off. And underneath is all their warm down. And so the bird was sitting there and the water was running down its back. And then it would shake it off. But it was dry underneath. And I said, isn't that cool? You built them with a raincoat.
I love that.
I know. And so these are the moments you take when you are so close to the Lord on your daily living. Mm-hmm. You can't help but talk to God about, why not cool, God? Look how you made it. How can anybody deny that that your fingerprints aren't on that? You know, you can look at God in everything. It's so amazing.
Everything.
So, yes. And so the next line is, with all kinds of prayers and requests. So it gets deeper here. Mm-hmm. And it says, so pray over everything. Again, all is a big word. We talk about this all the time. No prayer is too big or too small. Not. We've talked about this before, about people who don't want to go to God and bother God. It's just too small. I don't want to bother God. Yeah. And then you've got the things that it's, then you got the other spectrum where it's like, it's, this is too big. I just can't, God's not going to come through. I can't go to God for this, because you didn't go to him with the small stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so this is what this is saying, is that no, God wants you to come to him with everything. Pray.
Yeah.
You know, you bring your prayers and requests. See, the all kinds of prayers and requests. So praying is not just asking God. Praying, you know, is just your talking with God. It could be thanking him for some things in his life. You could be lifting up other people. You could be talking about it with things. And so, and then there are your requests, which is the things that you're asking God for. And he's saying all kinds, everything. Yes. Don't think there's anything you can't bring to God. Yes. And the other thing here that, you know, is, you know, kind of it's in your face is ask God. You have not because you ask not, right? Ask God. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, a prayer request is you go before God and you just ask.
Yeah. Yeah. You just ask. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden this came into my mind, you know, you never know until you ask, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what you were saying. And, you know, as Tammy was saying, prayer can take the form of praise and worship to God. It can be the thankfulness that all he has done or will do. Other versions, as you read this verse and study it, you know, use the word supplication. I'd always been like, I don't even know what that word means. What does supplication mean? Well, it just means asking and seeking God for those personal wants and needs, whether they're for yourself individually, for your family members, for others. And we're going to talk about that more in just a moment. But, you know, it's, I love what I learned from Andrew Womack, who is a Bible teacher. And actually, he's the reason Tammy and I ever met in person in this lifetime. We met at an Andrew Womack conference. But Andrew talks about this prayer sandwich. And I love that concept. Now, we're not legalistic in prayer. We just said, talk about everything. Lord, my toe is hurting. Or, Lord, I'm supposed to move. Where am I supposed to go? You're calling me to a new place. Where is that? It's everything in between. But the prayer sandwich concept is really, it could give you food for thought, so to speak, pun intended, that you start with prayer and praise and you end with prayer and praise. Those are the pieces of bread that hold your supplication, your other requests, all the prayers in the middle, you know, so you kind of starting and ending with that prayer and praise to the Lord, because, you know, it's the bread and everything goes in between. And of course, who's our bread of life? You know, the Lord's word is our bread. You know, the Lord is our water also. He's kind of our everything. But that prayer, that concept of prayer and praise as the bread at the start and the finish. And it might just be your whole day, right? You start in the morning with prayer and praise. You talk with God all day long, and you end the evening as you're closing your eyes with prayer and praise. Maybe that's what your sandwich looks like. I don't know, Tammy.
That's a sub.
A 12-foot long sub, right?
I know. All the hours of the day.
Amen.
Oh, I know. I love it. Yes, I love it. Yeah,
that's good.
I know.
That's good.
Wow. So you got to have fun. See, the scripture's not boring. Yes. It's not.
No.
And sense of humor comes from God, so I'm sure he's delighting in this as we share with you. So, wow. Yes. So much in there. And so the next line is, with this in mind, be alert. So this is saying, pay attention. Pay attention. Be alert. Is like God saying, be in standby. It's like having a pager from God. Have you ever thought about it like that before? You have to be ready to pray at any moment. You're like, what are you talking about? Well, I'm gonna give you some examples here. So do you pray when prompted? Do you, no matter where you are, if you're out with somebody or you're doing something, do you pray when prompted? You know, it might be critical that very moment you'd be unlearned. So I'm going to give you an example here. So I don't know if you guys know who Kenneth Hagin is. Yeah, he's long passed and gone on to be with the Lord. But I was, you know, when I'm doing a lot of imaging work, I like to listen to, you know, scripture stuff. So I had a recording on from him I was listening to, and about praying in the Spirit. And I'm like, I haven't been praying in the Spirit as much. So I started just praying in tongues. And then as I, you know, he goes for 2 hours, Joe Heather. He goes long, you know. Wow. So yeah. I like to listen to something like that when I'm, anyways. But I felt this urgency the more I listened to him, to keep praying in the tongue. I even paused him at certain parts, and I had this urgency about me to pray. I didn't know what I was praying for. Mm-hmm. Delighting myself. And the whole weekend, this was on a Friday, it was a Good Friday. On the whole weekend, I was praying in tongues. This need. Yes. Lo and behold, a sister in Christ of mine was on her deathbed on Friday. And I didn't know. There was no way in the natural that I could have known to pray for her. It's like nobody called me and said, hey, Tammy, you know, so-and-so, on the respect your privacy, you know, needs prayer. Can you pray?
Yeah.
I didn't get a phone call. Yeah. But I got the page from God that says, Tammy, I need you to pray. And so if you're not catching on to my hint here, I know you're busy working. So why don't you put Ken Hagin on? He'll tell you what to do. And it's true. And so, but I didn't know what I was praying for. She needed prayer. She needed a prayer, you know, because the enemy was trying to take her out. And she has bounced back. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
So you never know how important it is. Maybe somebody's about ready to make a bad decision. And they're contemplating going through with something that maybe they know they shouldn't be doing. And when you might be prompted to pray, maybe you'll be prompted. Maybe you'll think about that person. You'll see that person in your mind. You say, I need to pray for this person right now. And you'll know, but you won't know what to pray for. So that's why praying in the Spirit is so important, because we are a body of Christ, Joe Heather, right? We're a body of Christ. We are connected. The Holy Spirit to me is in Joe Heather. So don't you think it's kind of like, you know, you talk about the World Wide Web. We are the Christian web, right? And so if somebody needs prayer, my spirit will know exactly what to pray for. And so I can pray for that person in the Spirit. It's powerful. It's really powerful when you do that. So I wanted to share with you that one point. And back to this verse here, because if you haven't thought about it before, that should really get you excited to promptly pray. Be attentive to what... The other thing is there was a saying, is to be attentive to what who needs prayer. Don't wait for somebody to come up to you and say, hey, I need prayers. I was talking to somebody the other day, and somebody, as they were talking to me, the Holy Spirit's having a conversation with me. Tammy, this is the third time in conversation with this person. This person has brought up this struggle. They're not asking for prayer, but I want you to pray for them. And I was aware of what their prayer request need to be without them even coming to me and asking and saying, they probably couldn't even see it. They were so emotionally distraught over some things that they were having a hard time letting go of. And so I knew exactly what to pray for, that this person be set free from this, that this person have this light come in, that person be able to let go of something they were holding on to that they couldn't see. And so be attentive. You don't have to wait for somebody to ask you to pray. You can notice things, you know, and of course, the other thing is the most obvious, right, Joe Heather, when somebody asks you for prayer, and people who go out to restaurants with me and hang out with me, they know that if somebody asks me for prayer, we do it right then. I grab waitresses' hands and pray with them. I pray with people in the middle of shopping malls. I'm like, you need prayer? Well, let's do it now. And they don't reject that. They grab my hand like there's no tomorrow. Because when you say you're going to pray for somebody, how many people, I'm not being too critical here, but I believe there's some people that mean to pray, but they don't get to it. Or they say, I'll pray for you. It's a nice complimentary thing to say. But when you pray with somebody right then in front of them, and even if you're not there, maybe somebody's texting you and saying, hey, I need prayer. You know what I do? And I found this to be very powerful. Yeah. And Joe Heather knows this. I write up my prayer as I'm praying it. I will write it up in a little message and send it to them. So they have that to hold on to know exactly how I'm praying for them, so they can stay in agreement. I'm telling you, Joe Heather, this is, I know we were in a short time thing. We could talk forever about this, but I want to give Joe Heather some time to talk about this because it's very powerful.
It is very powerful. And kind of, I had the same experience. I don't know. It's been some time, you know, maybe it was 15 years ago. Something changed, or I heard a teaching on this or whatever, that I started changing and not going, I will pray for you, to let's pray now. And because God is a present God, right? He's the great I am, which is present tense. So let's pray right now. And so just like Tammy, I'm trying to, you know, as best I can, to respond immediately. And just what Tammy said on her texts, which are so powerful, when you say, I need prayer, and she texts you back what she's praying. I had another lady from my former church. I had noticed she was doing that in social media. It wasn't just a, I'm praying for you. She would actually pause long enough to actually write the prayer and send it back to the person. Because you're absolutely right, Tammy. When you get to see what those words are, sometimes when you're in a really, really, really dark place and you there are no words, those are the words you get to cling to. So you have to be alert, yes. Right? That's what we're talking about. Be alert. And the other thing that when I saw the words be alert and I was meditating on it, you know, it was reminding me not to be lazy about prayer life. Because honestly, I mean, just everybody who's listening, be honest with yourself. There are times that you get so caught up in the busyness of this life, you find yourself, you're only praying at meal times, or if you're putting your kids or your grandkids to bed at night. Really, be honest. And you go, oh, I didn't have time to think about God today because I was working my 12 hours shift, you know, at work. Well, there are ways, we've already illustrated this, to pray, but we want you to be more alert to what the word says about praying at all times, you know, and what does all mean to you? What can it look like for you? You know, is it a little ping on your phone every hour if you're in that kind of job where it's just all consuming? Is it a little reminder on your calendar every hour at the top of the hour that says the word all? That could be your key word, right? Your key word all. Nobody has to know what that is. But you take those few seconds to go, oh, yes, Lord, thank you for helping me with this project. I couldn't do this without you. I mean, maybe that's it. But it's being alert to, number one, like Tammy said, the prompting of the Spirit. She didn't know her friend needed prayer, but the Spirit knew. And he knew, I can tap on Tammy's heart and spirit to pray, even though she doesn't know what it's about. I've heard many friends who say, I woke up in the middle of the night and so-and-so was on my mind, so I started praying for them. Yeah, yes. Follow the leading. Follow the leading of the Spirit. You know, you're going to feel that. But then also, if you need to be on alert, you know, sometimes it needs to be on alert about what habits have you fallen into that maybe aren't feeding you. As Tammy said, I love how she said this, you know, we're the Christian web. We're the worldwide Christian web. Well, maybe, you know, your web needs a little attention. And so just be alert to that as you're hearing us talk about it today.
Yeah, I was thinking about your internet connection.
That's right.
You need faster speed. You need to be able to be connected, yes. Right? You got to draw near the Lord, yes. Right? Draw near the Lord because he's going to reach out to people he knows he can depend on. Don't you want to be one of those people that God can depend on you?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes people, you know, they really need prayer. I mean, the world these days is dark. It's dark. And so many people need prayer and they don't even know what they need sometimes. You know? Mm-hmm. So we're getting ready to wrap up this verse with the last one here. And it says, and always keep on praying for all the saints. Always keep praying. We're talking about different ways you can do it. You know, you don't even have to speak out loud. You can talk and pray in your head all day long. When you take your bathroom break, you can go talk. You can wash your hands. You know, there's on your commute to work. There's so many ways that you could. If God is on your heart, he's going to be on your mind. He really is. He really is. And so, because the assignment never ends. This is what this is saying here. Your assignment.
Yeah.
To pray as a saint, you are now in the kingdom family. We need you to be praying for all the saints. And the saints are your brothers and sisters in Christ. So, I got Joe Heather here. We're sisters in Christ. So, we're in the same family. And I'm hoping that you've received Jesus and you're in our family. You know, because this is, you're supposed to pray for people in the world. But this is specifically saying for the saints. Because when you are out there on the front lines doing the kingdom work, you are under attack. And we need prayer. Your brothers and sisters, they need prayer. I have a list I go through at night that I, for years, for decades, I've been, you know, it keeps expanding. But anyways, I have this list of things I go through. And one of the things is I pray for all my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I list the ones that come to whoever pops in my mind, I pray over them. Whatever I know they're going through. And then I just end it with, and all my brothers in Christ who I have not met yet. Because someday I will meet them, either in Amen. This time period yeah. mm-hmm. or in another time period, mm-hmm. I will meet them. And I say these words in English, you know, because this is me saying I want to be able to pray always, right? I want to bless them. They're in trouble or whatever their needs are, to pray for protection or pray for their needs, have their needs be answered. And this is what you do, because we're not mm-hmm. supposed to just be praying for ourselves, our immediate needs. And I know that when... Mm-hmm. When things are hard, it's hard to see outside of yourself. But when you, especially when you need something, yeah. if you start praying for somebody else, it really takes the burden, I think, off of your needs. Because if you look at how some people don't have running water, some people, I mean, you look at the, just look, turn on the, I don't have a TV, but you turn on the news and you look, this, you know, tornado wiped out yeah. this town. I'm thinking, the prayers for those people. I have a house. My house is still standing. You know, there yeah. like this is, it's always keep on praying for all the saints, you know, out there. And I could go on and on and on, but I know I want to give it back to Joe Heather, because this is such a huge verse. You know, it really is.
It is. It is. And there's so much depth there, because, I mean, isn't it a privilege to get to pray for our fellow believers? But it's also, like you said, a responsibility, because whether I meet them in this life or I'm serving Jesus in heaven with them, you know, we're already family. We are already family. And so, and as Tammy kind of referred to earlier, the different Bible versions, with the language that they use in this verse, we've said saints, it's holy ones, God's people. You know, we've said brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, isn't it great that we can support each other through prayer? And, you know, again, going back to the words, be alert, and, you know, tying that to this portion of the verse, you know, prayer is that powerful tool in our arsenal against the enemy attack. And there's a lot of depth there, and we have more about spiritual warfare in one of our other episodes. So I'm going to pause with that and just share with you that today's episode is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She has a deep desire to move readers with her books and share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling, and I love how the Holy Spirit just speaks through her with all of these ideas to help you guys connect with the word, like the Christian web. And, you know, she believes that our world is in need of good family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. So you can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. Now, if you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or if you'd like to feature your favorite ministry effort on our podcast, just contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you, Joe Heather. I know we're getting ready to close up. So if you haven't read the whole chapter of Ephesians 6, it's not very long, you know, I encourage you to go back and read this, because it builds up to what this is talking about. This is the last part that you're talking about after, you know, the whole armor of God, you know, is to pray. It's part of, you know, we're in battle. That's why we need the prayers. And so I really hope that you walk away from this episode with a new light, you know, that you didn't click us off when we started saying we're going to speak in tongues, you know, that you listened to the whole thing, that you were blessed by it, and you have a deeper revelation on this verse, because prayer is powerful. It's a powerful part of our Christian walk.
Yes, yes. Prayer is one of your most powerful weapons. And Ephesians 6 is fabulous. You could spend a lot of time studying that in the armor of God. I've gotten to spend some time in that. So it's definitely worth it. So don't forget to keep your prayers going strong. So it's your turn to kind of take what you've heard. How can this verse help you reevaluate your prayer life this week? Something to think about. Thanks for taking time to join us today. To support us and learn more about our upcoming Your Kingdom Purpose Women's Workshop, visit loveandencouragement.com. Now, we'll be back next week as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.